Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to Being Here.
Today's show is actually a perfect one for the two of us. The theme is called The Perfect You.
Why is it a perfect theme for the two of us?
Well, if you can't tell by Shia's oh-so-sexy voice, he's got a cold. He's got some respiratory thing. And you know and I know and everybody out there knows that there are days or conditions where, under normal circumstances, you are certain you're not perfect. And being sick is one of them.
Oh, that's true. I guess that's true. I'm perfectly sick, though.
That is absolutely true. you may hear a few of those.
A little punctuation.
Throughout the show, and just to warn you, and also to warn you that we finish each other's sentences.
Right.
And sometimes, in this case, punctuate with a cough.
Right.
And what we realize is that our approach, what this show is about being here, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what you would prefer, but really dealing with life as it comes. And the perfect you comes as you come in any given moment, not your preferences about your level of health.
That's true. And so my preference is that I be the way I am, even though I personally would rather have a more robust feeling in my body, and my voice would be more like my voice rather than the one that I've developed here.
Well, I actually think it's one of life's big jokes.
Well, you get sexy sounding when you
don't feel so well.
Right.
Yeah, it really is one of life's big jokes. Now listen.
But you know, what? Here's the thing. Hmm. I could either complain to myself that my body is not functioning properly, that I don't feel well, or I can include it and do this show. I can't do both. If I'm busy complaining, I'm certainly not going to be able to do the show and do any justice to the people listening.
Speaking of listening, the easiest way to get the most out of this show is by listening. And where you listen to hear what is being said by another person's perspective, whether it's mine or Shia's or somebody who calls in.
Where you drop everything else you're doing to hear what's being said, where you do not hold on to what you want to talk about or how it relates to something else, you just let go of everything so you are an open vessel to receive a communication. Now, the interesting thing about that is it will also train you to be and live in the current moment of your life, which is the basis of enlightenment.
Really a challenge for most of us, though, because most of us are so busy either driving forward or ruminating on the past, where you're talking to yourself about what you did or what you should have done or about that interaction or disagreeing with something that has already happened. And then alternating that with worrying about where your life is going and where you're going to be in the future. What we're talking about is simply being here. And listening pulls you into the moment. And we're not going anywhere tonight. We're not going anywhere. That's for those of you in Europe. We're not going anywhere today. And we're not going anywhere, Cheryl, if you happen to be up in the middle of the night there in China listening to the show, because you tend to do that.
I keep hearing things.
Yes, I'm hearing things, too.
They're melodic, though, so I'll include them. And assume that they're not bad.
It's about being here. Now, the perfect you, we looked up recently, and there's 6.9 billion of us on that planet.
And each one of us are unique individuals that are perfect representations of ourselves. Like, there's nothing wrong with us. We are a perfect representation of us.
Now, when you disagree with parts of you that you don't like, you keep those things stuck.
That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
Anything you resist persists,
it grows stronger,
and it dominates your life. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
So right now, I could only have a lung infection and sound sexy. I mean, it can't be any other way. Now, wishing I were healthier in this moment doesn't make me healthier. But allowing myself to be the way I am allows this whatever is happening in my body to process itself and move through.
Anything you allow to be exactly as it is allows you to be, or it completes itself. And in this moment, it's complete. It doesn't mean that Shia is physically healthy. It just means that it's not something that is dominating his life. I think we have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Sure.
Nisha, are you there?
Hi. Hi.
Hi,
hi Shia.
Hi, Nisha.
Nice to hear your voice.
Same here.
Thank you.
I know you've talked about being the perfect you in the current moment. And just so you have a little bit of a background, I'm a very emotional person when it comes to things and people I care about a lot.
Right.
I think where I struggle, sometimes with this idea of being the perfect me is when I have done, excuse me, or said something I regretted later because I reacted while I was upset at that moment.
Right.
And as I feel regret, I wonder whether that was the perfect me at the time of upset or not, because it caused upset to me and others, and if it was worth it.
Well, here's the thing. What you're saying is rather complex. You could have only been exactly as you were in the past, in any moment of your life. You could have only done what you did. Now, whether it was the ideal thing, I don't know. If you use being disturbed as a justification for dumping energy on somebody and then feel bad about it, well, there were other choices you could have made. And then again, there's the paradox. You couldn't have made anything other than what you did, but you can start to train yourself not to have to be reactivated by your environment so that you don't function through the upset.
Okay.
See, somehow when you get upset, you can justify, for some reason, I don't know your logic system, but you justify letting everybody know you're upset, and it's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now, in retrospect, you regret you said something or did something that you did when you were upset.
Right.
Do you have a computer?
Yeah.
What kind of computer you have?
A Sony Vaio.
Okay.
A laptop.
So when you hit your Sony Vaio laptop start key, do you get upset when it turns on?
Not really, no.
No, you don't get upset when it turns on when it's supposed to?
No.
Do you get upset when you open a document to write a letter in and it opens and it's prepared for you?
No, I don't get upset with that.
Do you get upset when you type and it comes out English?
No.
Why not?
Because it does what I'm expecting it to do or want it to do at the time that I expect or want it to happen.
Okay. But True. But is it also true that your machine has been programmed to turn on when you hit the start key? It's programmed to have that page ready for you to write on?
And it's programmed to write in English.
Yeah.
So if you hit a W shows on your screen.
Yeah.
Well, right now, you're getting upset and feeling regret is something that is a perfect programming in your computer.
Your personal computer, not your PC, your Nisha computer.
Okay.
Your Nisha C. And see, most of us take it so personally rather than step back and look at it like a computer programming. And if our computer programming is buggy or it's time for an upgrade, we're hard on ourselves and we don't generally recognize the third principle, which is the simple seeing of something is enough to dissolve that thing.
So here's the thing, Nisha.
Yeah.
You need to discover something called personal responsibility. Because the only reason that you would get upset, disturbed, angry, inappropriate with somebody else, where you end up having to resent or regret what you said, mm-hmm. right, is
right.
because you blamed them for what you were feeling. Do you see that? Hello? You're thinking. I know you're thinking.
Yes.
You're thinking and disagreeing, but I can't help it that you disagree. You do that automatically, especially with men. So here's the thing. You blame others for how you're feeling as
okay.
though they caused those feelings. Do you see that?
Okay. I see what you mean. I see it.
I don't know that you see what I mean, but here's the thing. If you're going to blame somebody else for how you feel, then you will behave in ways where you make them responsible for the way you've been and how you're feeling, and then you will have things to regret eventually because you will be inappropriate to your life.
Speaking of appropriate, I am not going to regret it here. We are going to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break, Nisha?
Sure, I can.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly with Nisha. You come back, too. And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Just want to remind everybody that on February 14th, less than a month now, we will be at our new location for Monday Night Alive at the
New Yorker Hotel on 34th Street and 8th Avenue in Manhattan.
Third floor, and we're doing a special evening event because it's Valentine's Day. It's a video event. We'll be doing how to create a magical relationship. It's based on our award-winning book of the same title, and you are invited. It's going to be an amazing event, so please come join us. Also, in March, the 11th to the 13th is our first New York weekend called License to Live, and then at the end of the month, we'll be heading off to Hamburg the 31st and April 1st through 3rd for the Freedom to Breathe and the Freedom to Be Yourself. And that's what's coming next in our spring schedule. We're telling you now so you can plan it in. Come join us. It's going to be fun.
Nisha, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you asked us a question that went something like, if I'm perfect and I do things in my past that were perfect, why do I feel regrets about things I did when I was upset that I think I should have done differently? Is that correct?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Good. Well, the thing is this. If you aren't... See, most people, Nisha, blame other circumstances or people for how they're feeling. They don't be responsible for their feelings. They say, you hurt my feelings, or you made me feel bad, or you made me sad, or you made me angry, or any iteration of any of those. Now, that's not being responsible. And whenever you tell an untruth like that, because see, nobody makes you feel anything, you have feelings, and then you look outside you to find what caused it from your mind's point of view. And so when you blame someone else, there are always, I should have done it differently. I should have said something differently. When you're being responsible for your own feelings, then you don't have to unload your emotions on other people for disappointments that come along.
Right.
Going back to the computer analogy with you, you were programmed to blame other people for your discomfort. And when Shai said you don't listen that well to men, I've seen it in Mondays. I've seen it when you've talked about your boyfriend, that there's a way that you relate that you learned, you absorbed. And then there is bound to be times where you are not kind to your partner, for instance. And then later when the agitation is calmed down, it's now time to be unkind to yourself for having been unkind to him, for example.
Right.
And you just learned a style of pendulum swinging blame.
Yes.
Where first you blame him, then you blame you, and rather than responsibility, where you get interested in how it's wired without blaming yourself for what you see.
Meaning something like asking myself at the time, okay, why am I getting upset? Or
No. Look, why you get upset is always the wrong answer anyway.
Okay.
See, you look outside, you see what happened. When you get upset, Nisha, you are already upset.
Right.
The event does not cause the upset. You're walking around upset looking for something to blame it on.
Okay.
And most people don't realize that they're walking upsets, looking for something to blame it on. When when you stop blaming other people for how you feel, then you start to get some control over your own life.
Okay.
You've done nothing wrong. That's the first thing. You couldn't have done it any other way. But we're talking about now, this moment of now, as opposed to the past. So if you can start to get clear that when you get upset, it isn't caused by what I said to you.
Right.
That you got yourself upset in disagreement with what I said to you, for instance.
Right.
Then you start to get some control over the situation called your upsets.
Okay, I get it.
And, yeah, good.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, I've come to realize that whenever I start to move toward being agitated or upset, it's always me disagreeing with something.
Mm-hmm.
It's always me saying no. It's always me wanting it to be different than it is. And sometimes it's connecting up with people who want things to be different, and then we simultaneously move into that compartment. But it really is about saying no, resisting something.
Well, it's what it's about is saying that this isn't it. This current moment of your life is showing up wrong, and if you have a temper tantrum about it, then you can change it. But the temper tantrum creates other ramifications outside of what you're disagreeing with. So you take a small child, when they don't get what they want, they lay down on the floor, they kick and scream and cry as though that's going to change what their parents are doing.
Right.
And if it does, then the parent is getting trained to conform to the child's requests rather than the child learns to be a healthy person.
Right.
And most of us have learned to manage our environment by having temper tantrums, large and small.
Or threatening upset.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So where you're starting at is the perfect place. It's really about discovering that what's going on inside of this chemical reaction called Nisha is not to be blamed on anything.
Right. Or anyone.
Even you.
You're right.
Okay?
Good.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Really pleasure.
You know, I realize if we're talking about the perfect you, this is really the time of year where people have done a lot of binging over the holidays, and they suddenly go, oh my gosh, I've gained 5 pounds, I've gained 10 pounds, or maybe they're reassessing and they realize they've put on that 50, 60, you know, 100 pounds over time and are now dedicated to doing a new exercise program. And there's two ways you can exercise. You can exercise as the perfect you, or you can exercise to fix you because you're a mess.
Well, when Ariel says exercise is the perfect you, you're doing the exercise to do the exercise, not to lose the weight. And you may lose weight as a result of doing the exercise.
You do it to do each move as perfectly as you know how, or to express yourself, or to actually complete the move in totality, and then and do your exercise regime.
But if you think you're going to be better somehow when you start an exercise program and you're not good enough now, but when you are exercising at the end of the exercise program 3 runs down the line, then you'll be better. Then you'll miss your life for the 3 months that you're going to the gym and resenting that you have to do it.
And you'll keep reinforcing the idea that there's something wrong with you. And then even if you get that ideal weight, that ideal physique, your idea that there's something wrong with you or something wrong with your body
will still be with you. It doesn't disappear on its own. I remember once years ago when I was working out in a gym on Madison Avenue and 38th Street. I had a practice there where I was doing body work, not at the gym, down the road with a chiropractor. And I would go on my lunch hour and work out at the gym, and I saw these people there who were very insecure but had huge muscles because they built muscles to try to feel secure. See, you can't feel any different than you do, and getting to your ideal weight will probably not have you, your thought processes change. You'll probably still think you need to lose more weight in order to be okay.
You have pre-programmed ideas about yourself. You have ideas, and if I talk about Shia and mine, often we have the idea that we're not doing enough.
Oh, yeah.
Or that we should be more something or less something else. And I think that's really typical, but the difference between Shia and I and most people is we recognize that it is a conversation that can be triggered by events in our environment that have nothing to do with us. They don't mean anything. We don't have to listen to them. If I have the thought, well, I'm not doing enough, maybe I'm not. Maybe I am. It's not something I have to listen to as if it's true, and I don't have to listen to it as if it's me.
Very good.
Did we say there? I think I did, that there's 6.9 billion
people on the planet.
And
only one, you.
That's a lot of people. And you are perfect. Perfect you. But as Shia said earlier, and I just want to underscore it, we've all been trained in the idea that this moment is not perfect.
Well,
this moment isn't it.
Well, you see, our approach isn't problem-solution-oriented. It's anthropological. It's not psychological. We're not trying to fix or change you. What we are suggesting is that if you bring awareness, that is a non-judgmental seeing, to how you're interacting with your life, things that you've been doing that have created problems for you going forward, you'll just stop doing them. They'll become inappropriate. And you won't even think about it. You'll just transform.
And on that note, we're going to a break. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back. And
don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
I know as you are listening to us, Shia and I are in Costa Rica with the folks at the Costa Rican Adventures here. So Just a great way to keep in touch with transformation yourself is by sharing this show, sharing it with your friends. You can talk with your friends about what you're listening to. And
you can even use the internet to send people our show.
You can tweet it, you can Facebook it, you can email it. Share the show.
Right.
It's a really wonderful gift.
Well, share the possibility of transformation with people, because you see, transformation, even though it's existed for quite a while, it's a relatively new idea. Most people set goals for what they want, and then they try to produce that, thinking that the end result or the production of the goal will somehow produce well-being and satisfaction. And well-being is not something that is circumstantially determined, but most of us don't know that. So by giving people the possibility of having their lives transform and learning to live in the current moment of their life, you give them the greatest of all gifts. Their life.
You know who else you give a gift?
You?
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of when I did my first Freedom to Breathe course on my own. I had, at that time, really early in our career, back more 22 years ago, I was less facile at leading groups and talking. Hard to believe now, I know. But Shia said, you go lead this group by yourself. And I'd always come to depend on him. I abdicated to him. I looked up to him. I still look up to him. He's just an amazing guy. But what was interesting was, you're welcome, was when I did that course, when I led that course on my own, I found what came out of my mouth, my reality about transformation, were things I would normally assign to him. When you share transformation, you will discover that transformation is yours, not just something you're learning around Ariel and Shai, or not something that you're picking up on this radio show, but you'll discover your reality, your truth, and you can inspire yourself by how great you are, and it's really quite a wonderful thing, so I invite you to give it a shot. We have another caller on the line.
Yes.
Karen,
are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from New York City.
Nice to hear your voice, Karen.
Yes, I'm here. I'm really happy to call in.
Excellent. What can we do for you?
So I am interested in finding out how I could, you mentioned in the, before, living in the moment, then I can discover that I'm perfect me. And I don't have to change myself or try to reach anything, any goals, try to be different. And I want to be able to embrace this consistently on my day-to-day base, But
well, wait, what is this that you want to embrace consistently on a day-to-day basis?
Yes.
What is it that you want to embrace?
I am perfect me.
I'm
perfect.
Are you saying the concept that you're perfect?
Or the experience of your own perfection?
Say it again, I don't understand the question.
Do you want to experience your own perfection, or do you want to understand the concept?
Embrace the idea.
I want to embrace the idea.
But you don't want to experience your own perfection.
Oh, no, I want to experience my own perfection.
That's very different than embracing an idea.
But
it's more than an idea.
Well, how you do it is start to recognize all the ways that you work on yourself. Because your question, you can tell by how you constructed your question that you are working on yourself. You want to figure out how to improve yourself in the future so that you can be a better you.
Do you see that?
That's true, yes.
Right,
yes.
But then you're missing the point that you're a better you in this very moment of now.
And that there is no better to get to, that this moment is the pinnacle of your life.
Right, this moment is perfection. This moment may not fit your preferences, See, in this moment, I would prefer not to have a cold in my lungs, but I do. So what I prefer and what I don't prefer are basically irrelevant to how I'm going to interact with my life now. So I can either be upset and disturbed that my body is not functioning the way I would like,
right,
called sick, or I can include that and have a very lucid conversation with you.
So I feel more relaxed.
What is it that you think is not perfect about you, Karen?
A lot of times, particularly at work, because I have a very interesting career, great career in architecture. I'm an architect. And oftentimes, I felt when I made mistake, or not even mistake, it's something that I did not know before, and I am learning when I am doing it, then I became hard on myself.
Well, let me ask you something, Karen.
Yes.
Could you have known something that you were learning before you learned it?
No.
No. So being hard on yourself about not already knowing how to do something is kind of a waste of your time, don't you think?
Yes.
Well, maybe you don't have to do that anymore.
So just drop it when I...
That's it. See, if you can see it, you can drop it.
See, here's the challenge. You grew up in Taiwan, correct?
Yes.
And as you grew up and as you learned and as you trained to be an architect, when you made mistakes, you have been hard on yourself, and perhaps even your instructors were hard on you. That was the climate, correct?
Yes.
Good. Then, and you're successful.
So your mind wires it up that being hard on yourself contributes to your success. And you think if you're not hard on yourself, you'll be a couch potato.
Right. I didn't think of that. That's very true.
So you have it connected up. It's just an old connection. And if you recognize it's no longer needed, it's not that it's bad. It's kind of like a dial telephone.
Do you remember dial telephones?
Rotary dials?
Dial up?
Where you had to, like...
No, not dial up. Where you had to spin a dial. Numbers 1 to 0.
To dial a number?
I don't understand.
See, how old are you, Karen?
37.
Well, when I was a child, say 60 years ago...
The telephones did not have push buttons with numbers. They had a circular dial on the front, and you'd put your
finger in the hole and turn it, and then to the number. So if you went to 3, you put your finger in number 3 and turn it till it stopped.
Yes.
And release it, and we click, 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 click.
Okay, I remember,
that.
Play with it.
Yeah.
And it's like that's old technology. There's new technology now. I can program it in to my phone, and I can say, call Karen, and it'll dial it for me.
That's right.
Right.
Well, you don't need the be hard on yourself to get through to you anymore.
Cool.
Do you see that?
Yes.
That there's a new possibility.
Yes.
It doesn't make that what came before wrong. It doesn't make it bad. We couldn't have gotten here without what came before.
Mm-hmm.
But
very cool.
Very good.
Yes.
Really lovely speaking to you today.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Excellent.
And I'm hoping you'll come to the How to Create a Magical Relationship evening on February 14th.
I certainly will.
Most excellent.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Excellent. We have another caller. Shall we take her before the break?
Sure, why not?
Hey, Caitlin, are you there?
Yeah, hey.
Hey,
hi.
How are you, dear?
Excellent.
Excellent. We have a very short time before the break, but we can certainly get started.
Okay. I was just, I wanted to talk about comparison because, you know, I can be sort of very engaged in something I'm doing and all excited and having a good time, and then I can come into contact with somebody I would compare myself to negatively, and I can really tank with it. So I just wanted to ask about that because...
But wait, so what I'm not tracking with you is how compassion has to
comparison.
Do... Comparison. Oh, comparison. Ah. See, my head's a little stressy today. Okay.
So when you compare yourself to someone else, then you...
Yeah.
Ah.
Always show up on the short end.
Well, it's like some... So like some people can look at somebody and be like, wow, they're doing so great. That means I can do great. And I tend to not have that reaction. You know, and I can sort of put a lid on things as a result.
Ah. Well, I'm going to give you the quick thumbnail answer before we go to the break. Then we can talk
okay.
more about it. Were you listening earlier when we were talking with Nisha?
Yeah.
I believe it was with Nisha, when Shai said, when you get upset, you're actually already upset.
Ah.
In those times where you compare and tank, you're looking for someone to compare to because you're already upset.
So you can tank because you were already upset. But we'll talk more about
this. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk
That's
more
great.
About this.
We'll talk
Thank
about
you.
That after the break. We'll be back shortly.
So come on
okay.
back and don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
The show is... The perfect you.
Yes.
And we are talking to the perfect Caitlin. Are we speaking to you in Brooklyn today, by the way?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. So, can you see that, Caitlin?
That is
yeah.
See, when you're not upset, you see somebody who's inspirational, and you're inspired.
Absolutely.
And when you are upset, you're like a police scanner. You're on scan for somebody that you can compare yourself to and find yourself less to. Less than.
Yeah. That, I never saw it that way before, but that is totally accurate.
Well, that's great that you see it this way. Because if you can see it this way, it will unwire the whole mechanism.
And this is like what Shai was talking to Nisha, you know, if you look out at this person who's inspiring to you, and then you compare yourself and you tank, then you think that seeing the successful person made you upset, rather than you're doing that because you got knocked off balance someplace that you didn't catch.
Right, so it's actually a good indication.
Well, you have to go back. You don't have to, but I'm suggesting that you go back to your Christian roots, where people who had money or were powerful and successful were held to be the bad people.
Right.
And not good people, because that's the way people held people who were successful and had a lot of money, for instance. Because you know it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Right.
Right? So, so if, you know, and you know you're a good person, Caitlin.
Right.
So you wouldn't want to be associated with bad people. So you don't want to be one of those rich, powerful women that people look up to.
So then if you get money, you got to get rid of it.
That's right.
And you've had a little bit of a history of getting rid of your money.
That's right.
Right.
Which is, again, a perfect strategy given your programming. It's like
yeah.
a computer turning on when you push the on button. We are programmed. We do these things that are inexplicable to us, but they're absolutely perfect given the programming and with awareness.
A non-judgmental seeing. So you see, oh, I did that, and you don't judge it for yourself for it. And that's where compassion comes in. When you have compassion for yourself for being a machine, for having mechanical, predetermined responses that were put in there when you were a little tyke before you had any discerning qualities in yourself, before you could say, now, is this how I want to live my life? You know, you didn't have that ability. From 0 to 6 years of age, children absorb their environments. Their brains are functioning in the theta brainwave state, which means it's like a hypnotic trance. They're just absorbing everything. What was number five is alive?
Input.
Right, input. That movie.
It's an old one.
That's an old movie.
With Ally Sheedy.
Ally Sheedy. And Fisher Stevens. Right. And where there's this robot that is wants input, just absorbing all kinds of input, just like children do when they're small.
Right.
And they don't discern whether it's good or bad or right or wrong. They just believe it to be true because it's what they've absorbed from the environment. So let's face it, Caitlin. You were raised in a family where when things didn't go quite right, people got emotional.
Yes.
And upset.
Yes.
And they survived by being emotional and upset. And you learned that when things don't go right, get emotional, get upset, and somehow you'll survive.
Right. Exactly.
Or, to use your terms, tank. Hit a real low period so that you don't have to be responsible with consistency.
Yes.
And you get around, girl. We've heard from people. I know back a few months ago when you did this big project for Ferrari where you were designing costumes for a big launch for them, and you had about
in Abu Dhabi
3 weeks to put together this show with costumes in an aerial, you know, like not aerial my name, but like aerial as in flying around acrobatics. And you were working with people in New York, you were working with people.
Berlin
and Hamburg and around. And we were speaking to a lot of the people you were working with, and they were amazingly inspired by who you are and how you conduct yourself. And the question is whether or not you can build tolerance for being that you.
With consistency over time, rather than reverting back to getting upset.
Right. Right, okay.
And upset for you has just been like your screensaver. You know, you go a little idle, and your computer, the screensaver comes on. Mine's kind of like a vortex of colors.
You got another one now, fishing pictures.
Oh, yeah, I have fishing pictures that come up and overlap each other.
We see these great marlin that we've caught over there. Court and release.
Well, you have rolling upsets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe as those start to overtake you, it's just your indicator that you're not quite engaged enough in your life.
Right.
Or that you need a bigger project or some way to be of service.
Yeah.
You know, I really find that for me, that there's nothing that pulls me out of a potential mind loop where of thinking that something is not going the way I want it, than putting my attention on someone else and taking care of somebody and doing something for someone.
Yeah, that's one thing that will pop me out of upset very quickly. And I have to remember that when I get upset, though.
Well, wait. You're already planning to get upset in the future.
Oh.
Did you see you'll have to remember that for when you get upset?
Yeah.
Like you're going to get upset. Why not have this conversation be the end of your upsets?
It's possible, you know.
Like, you never have to go there again.
Transformation is instantaneous.
Yeah.
Change is over time where you make resolutions like you just did.
I have to remember the next time I get upset to employ this technique. We're not suggesting that you employ any techniques.
Right.
You are suggesting that you don't have to get yourself upset. See, things happen and they're not to your preferences. But that's the way life is. It shows up the way it does and then you deal with it.
Right.
Okay. And, You don't have to get yourself upset anymore, Palin. Unless you enjoy it. It may give you a rush.
Which actually you might.
You know that adrenaline rush that people get when they get upset?
They feel alive in a funny kind of way.
Not a very alive kind of way, but it's more alive than dead.
Mostly dead.
It's mostly dead.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Really lovely having you.
It's a pleasure.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing you also on February 14th for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for being here.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye. You know, it occurs to me, something we haven't said to folks on our radio show in some time. If you're not yet on our email list, the Excellence Club, join us. We send out articles each month,
and
videos.
We've really gotten into videos recently, so
we have some wonderful things upcoming. So just go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you'll see our article of the month. It's a really good one this month. It's the Barry Picker's Guide to Dating. And if that doesn't catch your attention, I don't know what will. And which is actually kind of funny, because I take a look at how when I first moved to New York after having come from Oregon, I thought everybody picked berries for a living as a kid. I didn't know that my community was so rural and that it wasn't something everybody had an experience with. And I found that my background as picking berries as a child is something that's been a very rich background to pull from, just like
your background is a very rich background, because you are the perfect you. And, you know, the dictionary definition of perfect is lacking no component parts, and whole, full, and complete, and immutable or unchangeable. And you are a perfect you in this moment of now.
There you go.
And now just went by.
Perfection is also, perfect is also a time of excellence. It's a little moment, and in this little moment, you can't be any different than you are right now. Second principle
of instantaneous transformation,
and that makes it a perfect moment.
Right,
and it has.
And if you get into the perfection of the moment, life becomes fun and easy, no matter what's going on. So I've got this cold in my body, you know, and it's
but you know what? It sounds less even than at the beginning of the show.
That's because I've been participating.
Well, you participate.
I let go of the upset of a sick body and got here, and then all the rest falls away.
You know, it's really been our pleasure to be with you all today, and it's been a perfect show. It's been perfectly delightful.
Yes.
Being with the perfect you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here today. We'll be back next week.
And come on back.
You know what?
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.